Tracy Mahan, and I am here with the lovely, delightful, charming, psychic, amazing channel, Cherry Divine. Come on in, Cherry.
Hello, everybody. I am back from California. I was just there for 12 days. It was fantastic, and thank you all for stopping by and saying hi. Hi, Tracy.
Yesterday was my
26th birthday.
Awesome. Yes, Cherry celebrated her 26th birthday. I love that.
Yes.
In my mind, I always do 27. It must have been a good year for me, but because I'm always 27. But yeah, I love it.
Well, a friend of mine taught me a trick, and that is just flip the numbers of your birthday. And so where she was going to be 63, she's 36. Well, I'm kind of giving away my age here, but instead of being 62, I'm 26. But it didn't work so well for my son-in-law, whose birthday is coming up, because he would be 46. And it makes him 64. So it doesn't always work in your favor.
I know. I was going to say, I'd be 74. So I don't know about that game.
But just think in a few years, you'll be 5.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's kind of fun in many ways, is because truthfully, you know, age is a perception of mankind, and it really isn't any realer or any more real than anything in this illusion. So we can play with it, we can tweak it, we can have fun with it, you know, and just enjoy every moment of it.
I heard something like that this week that just really resonated. You know, as the human experience, we created time to have the experience, but there is no age. And so it's all in our minds. It's like,
Well, and it's in our belief systems. Stop and think in our belief systems, because they talk about biblical times and people living to be 300, 400, 800 years old. And then all of a sudden we started decreasing, and at old age, you know, the women used to have babies at 12 and 13 because they knew they were going to die at 30 or 40 because that was old.
Right.
And I can even look. I can even look back at my mother and my mother's time, and it was amazing. Every 10 years, I saw this phenomenal shift. It was like, at this age, you're supposed to be this, and at this age, you got to do this, and at that age. And I would sit back and go, oh, my gosh, because I watched it with both my mother and my aunt or aunt, depending who you are and how you say that word.
How you say it. Well, you know, you were saying the 800, 900 years old. I did a past life regression where I was in a lifetime. It was kind of a cool lifetime, so I really cling to that one. It was an oracle lifetime, but I lived to be almost 900 years old in that lifetime. I think, again, we were still limiting ourselves with time, even in that lifetime of being almost 900 years old.
Well, at 900 years old, we're probably ready to get the heck off this planet. Like, okay, done this. I'm ready. Let's go.
But the benefit would be, though, is that you keep all, you know, you have all that knowledge over those 900 years. Could you imagine what you would know in 900 years? Wow.
Well, that's it. So, you know, and just think, if you're 900 years old, that means right now we're just infants. We've just barely begun. We aren't even in toddler stage.
Right. Yeah.
And we probably wouldn't go through, you know, living to be 900. I am very, very positive this idea of aging and the body doing whatever the body does would have been almost non-existent. And so, okay, everybody, wrap your minds around a new belief system. Body's healthy, vital, young. Your hormone levels are that of a teenager. You know, you're anxiety-free, you've got tons and tons of energy, you know, like an infant. Infants wake up and run and play and enjoy. Okay, there's my change for today.
I'm wondering, I'm going to go back to 900 because I was
See, you gotta be old. I'd be in the infant. No, you get old.
I had a thought around that. If you lived to be 900 years old, you would have had like every conversation you could ever think of having. Would it just be boring to talk at that point? Would you just sit there and be like, I have nothing more to say. I'm all talked out. I'm 900.
Well, maybe you'd be beyond talk. Or, you know, with everything going on there, maybe some, think of the changes on Earth and the changes in civilization. You might have something new and more interesting to talk about.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey, did you see what Germany did the last decade? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Another volcano over there erupted. Hey, whoa, check that one out. Colorful sky. Okay.
Let's get
everyone
over to the chat room. So let's give them a chance to talk about being 900 years old. So how do they get to our chat rooms, Cherry?
Oh, goodness. There's two chat rooms. One's on Blog Talk. I have it opened up. Say hi there. Let us know you're there. Or go to Cat Media 2 on Facebook. And, you know, it's a closed group. Join us and post in there. Say hi. And now Tracy and I are going through change. We have one more show left, and then we're kind of done with this particular chapter of our life adventure. Yet, as far as I know, we are going to continue having the Cat Media 2 Facebook page open, so you can find us there.
Yeah. We're not hiding. Yeah. We're just
growing.
What's
we're
that?
Growing,
yeah,
into a new life adventure.
We could play that game, Find Cherry and Tracy, and you can figure out, where did we go next? Where are we going?
That's it. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, lots of fun adventures ahead. I have, and I forgot to post it. I took a little video this morning, and I'm going to be going into a new office space over in Banks. And if you're local in Oregon, it's Banks, Oregon. And then I can do my QHHT sessions a little more freely. Those need to be done in person, which is the big reason why I'm getting the space, because I have four dogs. So bringing people to my house is pleasant, but it's chaotic at times. So went by the new office this morning just to check on their progress. They're building the office. It's not ready yet, and hopefully in June. And I actually started a sign-up sheet for anyone who would like to get on the list of people who would like a QHHT session, which is quantum healing hypnotherapy. And it's a very powerful regression. It takes you into past lives. It takes you into remembering who you are and why you came to this life, and into healing and all kinds of different things. So if you're interested, come find me on Facebook or on my website, Tracy Mahan, CHT for Facebook, TracyMahan.com for the website. It's an exciting change that's coming up. And in August, I'm going to be taking the level 2 for the quantum healing hypnotherapy. So definitely would love to get that ball rolling with everybody and bringing you guys through some regressions, because they're exciting regressions. Cherry, what are you up to?
Oh, my gosh. I have been busy. Like I said, I was in California for the last 12 days, and I was home only about a week and a half and was in California before that. And this coming month, I will be in California again. So it seems like I love to gravitate down there. But this weekend here in Albany, Oregon, is the Rossani Fair, and I will be there for 2 days. So if you're in the area, come see me. Come say hi. I love seeing everybody in person. You can visit my website, cherrydivine.com, and you will see the various retreats and journeys I have going. I've got one in May, one in June, one in September. And I'm pretty darn sure there's going to be some more come up in there. So keep an eye on it. Another great adventure, the Hawaiian retreat, will be again next year, 2019. The last two have been fabulous. So start planning for those. We don't have information up yet, but I'm just planting the seed. And So I mean, it's amazing. Everything that's going on, Tracy, it's moving forward so fast. You know that old saying, as one door closes, another door opens. Well, I feel like one door is closed, but about 10 doors have opened. And Tracy and I are really not quitting on each other. Just saying for all of you out there. No, because we will be doing videos because we like each other and our energy is great together. So,
well, we were laughing at the fact we were both getting the same information, but neither one of us would act on it because we didn't want to stop our interaction with the show. And then finally, we're like, I think I got to back out of the show. And Sherry's like, I got the same thing. So really, if anything, it just even made us closer because we both know that neither one of us wanted to do it because we didn't want to leave the other. So,
well, and that's it. Yeah. It's the thing. And Tracy and I had kind of tiptoed around it a couple of months ago. And, you know, then it was, well, yeah, and it is, because it is kind of, it feels emotional because it does feel like an ending, but it's, you know, and we're talking about change. That's what the show is about. But again, like one door closes, another one opens, endings create new beginnings, and it just allows us to stretch, grow, and bring out information in a whole new way. And by the way, we will be taking your calls on the half hour or sooner, it depends, I don't know. Anyway, so don't give up. If you have a question, just jump into or call us at 646-668-8389 and press the number 1 so that a question mark shows up in the studio so that we know you really want to talk to us.
Yes, we're feeling super psychic today, too, so call in.
You know, for me, I always use the term intuitive, and that's for me. It's just a different term because that's the way it is for me. That term for me represents it better for me.
Okay, so Sherry's feeling super intuitive. I'm feeling super psychic.
Yeah. Super
exactly.
Duper into it.
Well, I want to say good morning.
Tap into you.
Yeah, I want to say good morning to Julia, who's in the chat room just cracking me up. She's posting crying tickles and hi, Kathy and Debbie's in the chat room. We've got you guys out there chatting with us and keeping me entertained because we were talking about leaving, only having one more show, and she puts up this little one of those little gift things. It's a crying pickle and a sad peanut. It just cracks me up. So, all right.
I love the sweatband around the peanut's head.
Yeah. Brings us into it's a little retro. Right on. Okay. So, change. Lots of change going on for everybody. And, now we're moving out of that Mercury retrograde that was kind of in there playing games with us, for good reasons. We were learning lots of wonderful lessons during the Mercury retrograde. Even things were even moving forward in the Mercury retrograde. But now it's like, okay, the chains are off. The doors are open. It's time for change to start happening. And, one of the reasons I was telling Sherry I would like to do the show on changes because I have had several clients that are going through a lot of change. And change is not always fun. It's not a run through the park because sometimes you got to let go of people. And sometimes you got to let go of things and things that were important to you and people that were important to you. And it doesn't always mean, like, for instance, Sherry and I are saying goodbye to the show. But it doesn't mean that we have to say goodbye to each other. It will change the way we interact because we won't have to communicate over the show. But it gives us an opportunity to interact in different ways and create a new scenario around that. And you might experience changes like that where maybe somebody that you spend a lot of time with is moving or something's changing with that relationship or you switch jobs and you won't see them as much anymore. And so there's reasons you know, all kinds of different reasons and scenarios where things might change some interaction. And I'm just inviting you to trust that and to be in the flow of it and to send love to the situation so that the highest and best outcome can come from that situation, because the change that is being created for you right now is something that's going to be wonderful and great. And it's going to bring you possibly to things that you didn't even know were possible. So just keep your mind open and keep the flow going with that change, because it is there for your highest good. Cherry.
Well, you know, if we hold on to something too long, it becomes extremely uncomfortable, because for many of us, we've outgrow things. And so if we aren't letting go of it when it's time to let it go, it does become extremely uncomfortable until we squeeze ourselves out. You know, something is that discomfort will become the catalyst for the change. So we don't have to have it become uncomfortable. And we can look at life and the changes not as something scary, because I'm going to take that back, that change for them brings up old insecurities, old fears, worries. And, you know, if we're able to look into those on an emotional level and do what we call healing that old experience, then we can honor our lives and look into change as an adventure, because our lives are adventures and we're the creators of them. So we can, as we move in, heal the old emotional upsets and burdens and fears and worries, then we actually support ourselves more and step in with confidence to the whatever we are putting out in front of us. You know, yeah. What, Tracy, as I'm that all of a sudden I'm hearing people go, but what about those people who won't let us? What about those in, you know, referring to family, friends, and jobs and situations? So I'm going to emphasize again, you're the creator of your world. If there's a large discord in it, look inside to see where that begins and what it reflects within you. And that will help shift and change the outer world for you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I posted something that came to me a couple of years ago, and it's from the ancients. Do you mind if I read it? It is on the Cat Media page.
I would love you to read that, because I keep thinking, Julia's in here saying, that's beautiful. And I'm like, oh, it's so tiny, I can't read it. And if I blow it up and start reading it, I'm not going to hear what Cherry's saying. And so it'd just be so much easier if you would just read it to us.
Well, and that's good, because it reminds us of, you know, much more about who we are, how we are. As you walk through your day, believe in the beauty of you. You are a creation of the grand design, perfection in motion. Every detail of you is a gift to life, a tapestry of light woven out of musical frequencies gracing the galaxies. As you ponder this idea, life expands within the vessel of you. Go about your day enjoying the work of art you and all of life are. The ancients. And what's really beautiful in this one, because I used it, I posted it on a, it was written up and posted on a picture that I had taken of clouds that have rainbows through them. Mm-hmm. And so it was just meant to be.
You took that picture?
I took that picture.
Wow, you guys got to go just to see the picture. That's amazing.
I know, and the thing about it is, you know, needless to say, it's a fabulous picture on the page, yet looking at it in real life, it was phenomenal. Capturing it on film was, or on digital media, whatever. So, and Kathy says we're both saying things that she recognizes as true, as she's resisting all the change in life right now. Honey, allow yourself whatever the sadness is that's in your life at this particular moment. Let it be there. Yet it does feel that it's well, I'm going to just put this out here. It's helping you to escape from some reality in your life that you're afraid to change, you know. So take baby steps. It's all good.
Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. And you have a big support system, my friend. You know, we're all there for you through these changes, and whatever we can do to help, we're here for you. So, you know, I know some of the changes that she might be referring to, and yeah, they can be big and scary. So, yeah, just make sure that you're keeping yourself surrounded by the ones that support you. That's good.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Exactly. Now everybody's, you're welcome. You're welcome, Kathy.
Yes, you're welcome. And then my eyes automatically went to Julia and her question.
Yeah.
And for me, I have to laugh is because all of a sudden I heard this Chattanooga Choo Choo. It's an old jazz song. I know. So I'm going with Chattanooga, sweet pea.
Yeah, we're in it. We're singing. We're in here singing. She's asking which city will be best fit. And she gave us two options.
The Chattanooga Choo Choo. What did that come out? In the 40s or
40s? Oh, gosh. Probably.
I've got to look.
Older than us, I think. Yeah. But yeah, very
so.
Fun.
Oh my goodness.
So, you know, while you're looking that up, I'll just touch on some more with Kathy here. She brings up a good point about how uncomfortable change can be and that it can bring up sadness. One of the things I experienced the other day for myself, which I shared a little bit with Cherry, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night again. That's when they like to work with me, apparently, or when I'm being my least stubborn, I think. So, you know, I had to go through a lot of releasing of emotions. And so I want to encourage you guys that if you are going through some changes, it's really easy for us to distract ourselves and not get into the emotional part of it. But it is emotional. There are some emotional things that need to come up and surface so that we can move them out of the way and make room for the new and beautiful and wonderful and amazing and creative and unthinkably awesome things that are waiting to come into our lives. And if we can get out of our way and let that stuff come in, you know, our lives are going to be mirroring back to us all those beautiful things that we would like to have happen for them. So it's very important to be with the emotion of the change, you know. Some of it's uncomfortable. Some of it's going to make us sad. Some of it's going to feel like you're losing something, but you're not. You know, you're not losing anything. And one of my lessons over the last month or so has been about letting go of attachments, my attachment to people and things. And it's not saying let go of the love. So I hope I don't get confused with that, but it's about the attachment. And the idea that we're losing something or that something has to go away, because it's not true. It's an illusion. The love is always there and the love is always connecting us. And it's the attachment. The attachment represents the fear that we might be losing something or the fear that making this change is whatever, X, Y, Z. So let go of the attachment and the belief systems around the changes. Watch what story you're telling. What story are you telling around this change that's happening? That will give you a mirror to your belief system. And then check in. Is this belief system real? And you're going to find out it's not. It was taught to you. It was a learned behavior. It was something that you took on. When you came in as a baby, did you have that belief system? Then it's probably not real. It was probably taught to you. So lots of different ways to just move through these changes, but be open to feeling the emotions along the way and honoring them. And even if they kind of suck a little, if you're with them and you're present, then you can move through that. And then it's going to stop sucking and it's going to start opening the doors and the flow is just going to start coming in for you. So, all right. What'd you find out about Chattanooga?
May 7th, 1941. That was when it was originally recorded, and then the ancients would love to come in and say something if you don't mind.
Please do.
With all of the changes in the world that you are experiencing, it's really very important for you to remember to step into the inner essence of who you are, the designer of your life that you are. Humankind has a tendency to look at the doom and gloom of life, the sadness, the upsets, and be held there as if in glue. But children of the universe, the creators of great magnificence that you are, look at the joys, look at the adventures, look at the loves that is there for you to experience. Again, untether from the old illusion of suffering and pain. Allow yourself to rise with the inner light of who you are. Open the door to your heart without fear of the idea of love taking from you. For each and every one of you are beautiful beings of untethered, undefined love. Notice that we use the word untethered twice in two sentences. It is to remind you to release the cords that have kept you in the illusion that has been the experience to this moment and step back into the knowledge base of all that you are. Again, open your hearts, child and children, and remember the magnificent adventurers, the magnificent creators, the beings of unlimited love that you are, and watch as your world magically moves and changes and reflects that back to you. So that's what they wanted to add to that. It has become a pattern for mankind to hold on to the ideas of upset, pain, and hurt, forgetting to look off at the beauty, to love themselves, to focus on joys, on happinesses. And so we're breaking that old pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So. And it isn't to take away from anybody, because we have our stuff. Anger is one of the biggest catalysts of change. Many times, you know, it's when we allow our emotions to be a basis to push us into change where we resist it, you know. When our discomfort becomes where it's so uncomfortable we can't stay there, then we move and experience.
Yeah.
I am an Aries, guys, and I just had my birthday, and the moon was in Aries last weekend, so I am pumped full of energy. I'm in that part of me that's looking at, whoa, life is just an amazing experience, and that's kind of the mindset I go into in the spring, so that is the blessing of being born in this particular time.
Oh, yeah, your year's just starting.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait,
yes,
what year
would
you be in? If you're 26, you're in a 9-year completion?
26?
Is that how that
That'd
works?
Be an
oh,
eight.
No, you got to be.
26 would be 8. It would be infinite potentials. Anywhere I want to go, anything I want to do.
We're getting 9.
Next year will be a 9.
You're 9-year. Do you do just the age, or do you do the whole birthday and the year?
I just do the age, because that's the easy way. I can't add up all those other numbers right at this moment.
One, two.
I know, that's not what. What other numbers? I'm back to infinite potentials. I'm liking that one best. See, we get to choose the adventure. Infinite potential.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Now I'm being silly.
Though, she's adding
it
up.
And
okay.
Add it all up. I am. I'm going to go add it all up because I got to know.
Okay, you add it all up and let me know, and then we'll figure out.
Oh, no. Do you really want to know what year you're in if you do your whole birthday?
What
if
year
you do
am
4/17, 2018, you're in a 5-year change.
Yeah.
It's all about it. This show ended up being about Cherry. It's all about the change.
That's
cool.
Right.
I like
and,
it.
And, you
I
know,
like
the,
it.
Truth,
like it.
The truth of it is my whole birthday adds up to 33, and it is many times as a master teacher, which fit me pretty much to the T there, too. So
yeah.
I'm in change. I'm in flux. I like that word,
oh.
Flux.
Flux.
If I say it wrong,
oh,
it'll come out something
you know
else. So let's.
I'm in a 5-year, too. We're both in a 5-year.
Oh, my
wonder we're
goodness.
Doing this.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, everybody out there listening, add up your birthdays and put this year to see what
yes.
you're in.
We
but
want to know what year you're
it.
In.
Yeah, if it's an ending, remember, that's just a new beginning. So you know, you can look at it any way you choose. But my attention keeps getting drawn over to the telephone board, the call-in board. And do we want to take a call, Tracy?
Yes, the telephone board. I feel like a switchboard
thing. I'm not grounded.
In front of you. Put the little plug in the switchboard, will you?
I will do that. Oh, no. This does show my age because all of a sudden I'm doing a Lily Tomlin. One ringy dingy, two.
Two ringy.
And then I'll snort as I say, 4252, you are on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question? Hello?
4252, do you have mute on? Are you muted? Are you there? Hey!
Hello.
There she is.
Yes, sorry about that. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Speaker. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And who are we talking to and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine and I'm calling from New York.
Hi.
Oh, hello,
and
New York and Catherine.
Hi. Hi. A lovely show so far. I really enjoyed it. Thank you. I also agree with you about the age being just a number. And
Yeah. What age? We're 900.
I am younger now than I was in my teens. I was just this old person back then. And then I realized it, you know, it just took way too much energy to be that darn old.
So. Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to grow up, now we just want to go back.
Yeah. And whose idea of growing up are we going by? What does that even mean?
Exactly. Challenging the belief
why
system.
Why do we limit ourselves? No, I love that train of thought.
So, Catherine, we got you on the line so you can answer my question. And just what does that mean? No, just kidding.
What's
your question, sweetie?
I could actually sit and listen to Catherine's voice all day. It's so soft and soothing.
It is.
Thank you.
I've fallen in love with it.
I just get very relaxed.
Thank you.
So what is your question?
I was wondering about work. If you see Kyle and or Gina working with me, if you see any collaboration happening there.
Okay. What was the second name?
Gina.
Okay.
Or Jenna. I'm not sure how she pronounces it exactly, but I'll say Gina. Might be Jenna. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's going to be one or the other, not both, is what you're saying.
Maybe could be both. I'm just putting my feelers out there to both of them at the moment.
I'm sitting here looking at the spelling of the possible names. How does Gina, is it with an E? Is that why you're saying Jenna? Okay.
Yeah, it might be Jenna. But yeah, for me, I don't know. I took it as Gina, but it could be Jenna if it's with an E.
I know. I hate it when I don't know how to say someone's name.
I'm sorry.
Like, I want to be respectful of people, and then I get their names, and I'm like, I'm butchering it, and yeah. I go by your vibration. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Cherry, is it okay if I jump in on that, or
you go
brewing?
For it.
Okay.
I've got something brewing. Yeah, no, I've got something brewing, but you go for it first.
Notice I threw the title of the show in there. Do you got something brewing, Jerry? Okay. I'm drawn to both of them. So either way this plays out, it's going to be fine. There might be something where they're both working with you, because I'm having a hard time pulling one over the other. If I were to pull one over the other, I keep going back to Kyle. So I'm going to go with Kyle. And then I pulled three cards for you on that I'll just touch on real quick. One of them has kind of a grasping energy, or wants to be in control, kind of a little bit more manipulative, maybe. So watch for that. It's not a bad thing. It's more out of fear of trying to prove themselves versus actually having that personality. It's just kind of, this is what they think they're supposed to do in order to look like they got their stuff together. So they're trying to look like somebody that's, yeah, got it all going on, but instead it comes across differently. And so it's just being misunderstood. You yourself are very intuitive, so I want you to go with your gut. This card's telling me that you have your own intuitive hit on that, and to follow it, and that there's going to be good productivity and skill, and it doesn't matter which one you end up with, you're going to have a very positive outcome with it. So that part's going to be fine. As far as which one is it going to be, I still feel like it's on the fence. So as you weigh that out, I don't think you have enough information yet. And since it's your energy that I'm reading, I don't have enough information yet. But I do kind of lean towards right. Kyle. Okay, Cherry.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay, first of all, Tracy gave the name of the one that stood out to me, and it was, for me, it was confirmed when Tracy said it. She goes, okay, Kyle, and then what was the second name? For me, I just keep seeing Kyle stepping up and being more energetic about it and adding new ideas. There's something very simpatico about the two of you, and a balancing. You're a calmer energy than he is, but it feels like he has this energy that will take it forward. So where you hesitate, he steps up, and where he hesitates, you step up. Real good balance. It isn't that you would not be able to work with Gina, and it isn't that saying that you won't, but it feels like if she starts with you, it will be a short period of time before she falls away. Now, don't be surprised if all of a sudden a third piece comes in, but this feels closer to August, September, October of this year. And so you might add in even another personality, because you're in this position of growing. And so really claim everything that you're doing now. Your heart chakra is open over that. You're ready for this step. You're a little nervous, but step into it anyway. Each night, review the day and everything that occurred, and pick out the positives that happened within the day with your adventure, your business, and hold those into the dream state. And that's going to continue. Oh, wow. There's some hesitations. So let me see about that. Many times when the information's coming in and there's hesitation, it has nothing to do with the information. It has to do with going through old filters wrapped around the person. So again, when you're looking at your day, and this is looking at the business front of it, you can do this in your personal life too. Pick out and focus on the positives and take those into the night, into your dream state. Those will assist you in creating a positive platform or foundation again the next day that just keeps growing stronger and stronger. Okay?
Oh, I love that. Yes, definitely. Thank you. That's a great way to silence the monkey minds too. Yeah.
There we go.
So true.
Yeah, thank you for calling
you
in.
Both.
It's
thank you both so very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. And you have a wonderful day in New York. Enjoy.
Yes.
Thank you, both of you.
And
many blessings. Thank
okay.
You. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, we do have another caller on the air, yet there's no question mark by the number. And the last four digits of that number is 8761. If you would like to talk to us, if you have a question for us, please press the number 1 and we will be right there to speak to you. But sometimes people are just listening, and so that's okay too. And, you know, this is really fun. I'm not even sure whose page I'm on, is because somewhere along the line when I was talking, I pressed a button and it comes up to Hobo Supper as, at the top. And I love that. Anyway, so
I'm looking at a little chat here between Julie and Stephen about the whole one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. You guys are funny, and I just want to shout out to you. Thank you for always making me smile during the show when you get in the chat room, and you guys are just having some fun, and that's what it's about. Have some fun. Okay.
That from is Rowan and Martin's Laugh In, and it came out when I was a little girl, and it was so forward-thinking and really, really pushed the boundaries. And I watched a few episodes of it here last year sometime, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, that is just crazy. It seemed so pushed the envelope back then, and now it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Caller with the last 4 digits, 8761, you are on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question?
Hey, what's going on? This is Devin calling from Cleveland.
Hi, Devin.
Could you say that again, please? Because I didn't quite catch it.
Oh, this is Desmond calling from Cleveland.
Oh, Desmond from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Hi. And what's your question?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Well, my one question, it kind of goes with the theme with today's show. I have a friend, a lady friend, Cheryl, and she gets like, we kind of like fell out. She gets like, she's a nice person, but she kind of has like an attitude, like a quick temper, you know, so. I think she's, like, really, like, heavy, like, a lot of stuff is on her, just stuff happening through life that she, you know, hasn't dealt with yet. So, you know, I was hoping we could just be friends, but I don't know if that's possible. And I think we just, you know, like you said, I might have to just let it go. Should I just leave it alone completely? Just, you know, maybe be friends years down the road, or
you know, do you mind if I step in, Tracy?
Go for it.
Okay. When I'm reading, I pay attention to everything that occurs in the reading. And as you started to talk about this person, is all of a sudden my right arm went up and covered my heart chakra, and covered my throat and my ear. So there's something about this particular relationship that you guard yourself. I mean, you protect your heart, you protect your voice, everything. You hold yourself back. You are not speaking your truth. And it feels as if sometimes it just is weighty on you, very compressing and suppressing. What would be good is to, one, first of all, it does feel like you will let go of the relationship, but let her go with love. And all you have to do is remember that there is a cord of love that goes from everybody's heart chakra back and forth. She's got some old traumas that she has not, and wounds that she has not processed, and they continue to be projected out into the world. There's a part of you that wants to assist her in healing, yet everybody has to do their own work, their own process. We can't do it for them. Yet, it feels like this is kind of a relationship that you've experienced before in some form, some fashion. The rescue, let me save you, let me be there for you. And so it would be very good for you to look at this idea of rescuing and instead allow somebody to come in that is already in their own power and that you share love. But it does feel like you're letting go of this relationship. Tracy, what do you get, hon?
Ditto, 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 ditto. Okay, so Desmond, I was writing while Cherry was, before Cherry started talking, I had written down chest, throat, very heavy. As soon as you were talking, it was like, oh my gosh, this is just so heavy. And the throat just kind of was squeezed off, just like what Cherry was saying. This is not a relationship that is allowing you to be who you are. So I'm asking why Cherry was talking. I was asking, what is this, why is this in your life? Because it's there for a reason. And it says it's designed to help you in growth and to find who you are. And so then I drew some cards. And the first card that came up was the one about emotions and reflection and the different cycles. And Cherry touched on the cycles. This is something you've done before. You know, you want to rescue, save. You know, you see something in this person that draws you to them. Now, when that happens, I invite people to look at their childhood. Which parent are you trying to fix right now? Which parent is it that you wished was a little different, and now this person is mirroring that to you? And then heal that inner child piece of you that that wanted the parent to be a little different, okay? And then the next thing that I pulled up was the change card. There is definitely change coming. And when I was looking at this card, what I was seeing is as you stand in your own power and say, you know, if you look at Cheryl, like she's an actor in a play that, you know, she's a clue or a piece of a puzzle that you're trying to put together, and stand outside of the emotional piece of that and say, okay, what is she teaching me right now? And maybe it's to stand up and say, you don't get to treat me like that. You don't get to have these blow-ups and project it all over me, you know, and start saying no to that, because as long as you're allowing that behavior to happen, she will keep doing it. That's her job. You know, what if God said, okay, Cheryl, you're supposed to go down and teach Desmond how to stand in his power. So you're just going to blow up on him and have these little short temper things and da, da, da. But what I see is when you get that figured out, you have got a huge and beautiful change that's going to bring a destiny point to you, which is probably the relationship you actually are longing for. And then the next card was about the growth, and it just brings great growth for you to move through these lessons that this beautiful being is bringing into your life, so that you can see more about your truth and who you are and what you're willing to deal with and what you're not, and what you want in your life and what you don't. And now you know, you have a better understanding. And so we thank her for that. And we thank you for standing in your power and recognizing it. And then you get to move forward. You get to have that growth. You get to bring that change into your life, where you bring in that destiny point and have that wonderful person show up for you. So that's what I have. Sure.
You know, what's great is, you know, apparently Tracy and I are just super connected today, because
always,
where you brought up which which parent are you, you know, trying to fix a relationship, that was coming in, and I would look at the mother part of it, and it doesn't mean anything bad happened. It means that somewhere along your journey as a child, you felt something that felt wounded within your mother. And that's the parent I get. So it's looking at that and understanding that each person chose their life and their emotional experiences and that sort of thing. And so I would do some inner reflection on that, and that will help to create a new perspective and a new way to attract in a life partner. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right.
Bet.
You deserve something
thanks.
Really special, okay, Desmond? Go get it.
Go get it, yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you for
all
calling
right.
in. Terrific. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a little quick today, so I... And if everybody heard King Doors here, I do have a new puppy, and he has to go potty about every half hour, so I had to take him outside. Sorry for the squeaking doors.
Okay, I had mine barking at the neighbor. I had to mute myself at one point and holler at him to quit barking at the neighbor. So,
don't do that.
So I just did something that I don't normally get to do, but I just asked the deck of cards. There's somebody in the audience that has that needs a message, what is it? And I pulled the romance card, and it's like, okay, so if somebody is out there looking for romance, this is a good sign. Just have an open, gracious heart that the perfect person is coming in. Or if you're already in the relationship and just would like it to be more romantic, it's showing me that this is a possibility. And, you know, one of the things I notice from people that are like, oh, this person isn't doing this for me anymore, that for me anymore, go look at what you're not doing anymore too, and then start bringing mm-hmm. that back in, because usually you dropped off in a few areas as well. And so look at the parts that you aren't doing anymore and start bringing that romance back in. Start doing a couple of little fun things and cute things, and communicate to your partner that you would like to, you know, see a little bit more romance, even though you've been in the relationship X amount of years and everybody's comfortable now. Well, let's liven it up a bit. It's spring. It's a good time to bring that back in. So just do your part as well. Don't expect the other person to always be the one that has to step up. You be romantic. See what happens. All right.
What is that? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. What is that Pina Colada song where they write the ad and yeah. the guy is reading this personals ad, and the woman saying, hey, I want to meet somebody who does this, does that, and whatever. And he's looking at her, this woman in bed, his mate, and he goes to meet the person from the ad, and it turns out to be his mate. They were both
yeah.
thinking this. Nobody was acting on it. And
yeah.
thinking it was outside of the relationship. Wow, you know, it's too easy for a lot of people to get into a rut, into a pattern, and you know, and forget that there's connections. How do you keep relationships going? You know, how did people do this for 60, 70, 80 years? Well, a lot of them remember that to put stuff out there. It's like, hey, honey, let's go walk hand in hand on the beach. Let's go skinny dipping. That's because I saw a picture just not long ago. I mean, the water's a little cold around here to go skinny dipping. I wouldn't do it. But, add that spark. Add that spark back. Okay, for everybody out there, here's the picture that went through my mind because I just saw it a few days ago. And it's an elderly couple. It shows them at the, you know, from the back. And they're naked. They're jumping off of a boat dock or something into a lake, and they're holding hands. And it makes me smile every time I see that picture, because wouldn't that just be great to have?
I know the picture you speak of.
And then the boat goes, oh, they're just a flopping in the wind. Okay. This is me today,
I'm
going to
go run down the nudist beach with my mom butt. Woohoo!
Oh, you know, years ago, this is sharing a little personal history from me and my late husband. Is I had bought some new pants, and, you know, what man in his right mind actually says this out loud to his wife? You know, so everybody get there. Brand new pants, don't think anything about it. And he had been sitting on the couch, and I walked over to him and then started to walk away. And he goes, hey, come back. And I thought, what the heck? And I did. And then he says, now walk away. And I said, okay. And I started to walk away. He goes, are those new pants? And I said, yeah. And he goes, don't buy them again. They give you old lady butt. You know, really? So there's a little bit of history from my marriage with my late husband.
Well, men aren't attractive.
I did let him know I was a grandmother, and that might be the case, and that he had an old man butt too. So
they give you old lady butt. Oh my God.
Well, here's the deal. I'm an Aries, and you can critique an Aries, and they do take it to heart. And I honestly did not wear those pants other than cleaning and doing yard work after that. Uh-huh. A little
I
vain.
Like it.
So,
well,
oh
we all like
goodness.
To think that, you know, we can turn heads. I, you know, but if it's the mom butt that's turning the heads, it's like, oh, they're
yeah.
turning the other way. What happened?
Well, any mower, they get those things you can sausage yourself into and pull it all up. You can't breathe or eat or move, but by golly, you can do that.
Did you see Stephen chat room? He says cold water is the opposite effect for men.
I know, yep.
All right, this show.
And some people use that excuse, even when there's no cold water around.
Oh, no, it's cold in here. Woo!
Okay, I think we're a little hot. Well, that's a change.
That is a change. The show took a change.
It did. I'm just feeling giggly and lighthearted today, guys. But and my cell phone's ringing for whatever reason too. So
it's
I apologize about that. The times I go
okay.
to end it, somehow I answer it, so I let it just ring.
So I want to touch on something, and I'm going to get a little bit more serious with everybody, but
okay.
I just drew a card that made me think of it, and it was, it's that we are going to have some solar flares. I don't know if it's NASA or one of those big sky watcher peoples. Anyways, they're showing us or telling us that there are some expected solar flares. Actually, I think today was supposed to be one of the days that they targeted. We could be feeling it. So I just want to remind everybody that if they are feeling wonky, lightheaded, silly, or grumpy, or whatever emotion might be coming up, to drink lots of water, get lots of rest. These solar flares, they're kind of intense. If you're not familiar with them, go look them up. It's just the sun puts off a big burst of solar or, you know, heat, whatever, and it hits us in these little waves. And so it kind of has this weird effect on the magnetic pole and all that good stuff. So it makes us feel a little wonky sometimes. And that card just made me think of it. I don't even know what the card said now. I just saw the sun in the card and I was like, oh, I'm supposed to talk about the solar flare. Okay. So anyways, just be gentle with yourself if you are feeling wonky. It's a good time to do some resting up. Don't push yourself. Don't push others. It's just, you know, it can be an intense time, but it can also have the opposite effect. Like Cherry and I feeling giggly today. That could be the solar flare making us just feel a little wonky.
so it's just
to be aware.
Or maybe just woke up on the right side of the bed today. So, hey, Tracy, what's going on with you? Because how do people reach you? Because we're coming to the end of the show.
Okay, you guys, real quick, my website, TracyMahan.com, TracyMahan.com. And some of the things that I've done this week, I'm really slow on technology. So I did finally figure out how to link up my calendar with doing online appointments. So that is now available. You can find links to that on my Facebook page, on my website. Go to the rates page, and that'll have a link to go schedule appointments. It's really easy. I do online video appointments right now, but coming in June, I will have the office space should be done, hopefully crossing fingers in June, because we're all seeing it done in June. And then we can do some face-to-face sessions as well, but the online ones, I can record them through Zoom, and that way you can get a recording of the session as well. So the online ones are really nice. Nobody has to drive anywhere. You go into hypnosis, and you don't have to get up and get in a car later. You can just relax and enjoy yourself and enjoy the fact that you're nice and relaxed. So there's perks to both ways. That's the biggest things going on for me. Come join me on my Patreon page. I have a lot of different recordings, meditations, hypnosis, and that's at patreon.com/TracyMahan. Cherry, go.
Wow. Well, go to cherrydivine.com, and there is always a list of where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing, and I will be in Mount Shasta, California, May, June, and July, and September. In May and June and September, there are retreats there that are fabulous, and then I'll be doing the Mount Shasta best event, I think is what it's called, the best event, Mount Shasta event, anyway, in July with a great amount of other people. And remember, Mount Shasta is known as the root chakra of Mother Earth. You have interdimensional beings coming in and out of there, a lot of galactic energy there. And it's also known for the Lemurians being there. It's all magic, magic, and even more magic. And I will be doing Zoom classes before long and podcasts. That's all getting ready to start. So keep an eye out on my website. And we don't know exactly when or how or what, yet Tracy and I will be making some little videos, and they will be posted somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Probably on our Facebook pages, possibly on our websites, Cat Media. And remember, we're both available for sessions. We work with people worldwide. And that's many people forget that. I talk to people and they're going, what? You know, I've worked with people in Colombia, Bolivia, excuse me. And, you know, France, Australia. So there's no limit to it. We have the internet. So
yeah,
that's what I go in for me or with me. So, wow. Today was fun show, guys. Thank you for joining us.
And thank you to the callers and to the chatters in the chat room. You guys always make it even more fun. And we will see you next week for the last show, the grand finale. So tune in next week. We'll see you guys all then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.